The stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are continuing our review of the player cards in the revised core set for the benefit of new players. This time, we are taking a look at the Seeker upgrades. There are spoilers throughout if you care about that sort of thing. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Just a quick reminder of how we rate cards here on The Whisper in Darkness. The best of the best get an Elder Sign, while the worst of the worst get an Auto Fail, and the cards in between get a plus one, zero, or Elder Thing, respectively. Cards that you build around or that are good in a particular investigator get a Blessed Token. Before I get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. This is part three of our look at the Seeker cards in the revised core set. We are taking a look at all six upgrades that are available to Seekers and off-class Seekers. We're starting things off with the Magnifying Glass. It is a free asset that costs one experience point. It has an intellect skill icon, the item and tool traits. It is fast, and much like its level zero counterpart, you get plus one intellect while investigating. As a free triggered ability, if there are no clues on your location, return Magnifying Glass to your hand, and it takes up a hand slot. I believe I've never played this card.
Yeah, I've played this in Roland. It is quite good in Roland. Because that ability to pick it back up into your hand, it allows you to put a weapon back into your hand, which is really, really good for Roland. You know, when you need that intellect boost, you have it in your back pocket, and then when you need to shoot something, you just pick it back up, put your gun down, and fire away.
Yeah, the fact that it helps with the hand slot juggling that Seekers can often find themselves doing, and off-class Seekers like Roland, that's very much worth the 1 XP. But heck, I'd pay 1 XP just for the cost reduction. This does tell you a little bit about my personal deck building and playstyle, where I like to upgrade a lot of little upgrades rather than major upgrades. So in that regard, Magnifying Glass is kind of essential. Spend an XP, spend one less resource over the course of a game. Save an action.
Good. Yeah, I think probably the reason I haven't gravitated toward this card is while I do appreciate that it is probably very good in Roland, where you can use that free triggered ability to free up a hand slot. You can do some investigating with this, free up the hand slot, drop a weapon down. I often find that with Roland, I've got other priorities to upgrade first, and so finding the experience, I should say, to purchase this is it's been a pretty low priority for me. But I do appreciate that it is between being free, which is, I mean, free cards, who's gonna turn their nose up at that, and then that ability to pull it back to your hand. And then, I mean, if you don't need your Magnifying Glass ever again, you can certainly just commit it to a skill test for the intellect skill icon, and it can pull double duty. How would you rate this one?
I think this is a pretty solid plus one. I think, like you were saying, though, that, well, this is probably more of a Roland card than a Daisy card, because I don't think Daisy really needs more than two hand slots. Like, sure, you could play your third Magnifying Glass and have your old Book of Lore, but I think, generally speaking, Daisy's probably going to be fine with one. And Roland, like you said, he needs to prioritize other things before getting a luxury upgrade like this. So I'd give it a plus one. It's still pretty good, though.
Personally, I'm willing to pay an XP just for their cost reduction alone. So I actually give this thing an Elder Sign. That does tell you a little bit about my personal playstyle. So your mileage may vary. But I think if the standard Magnifying Glass is an Elder Sign, so is this.
Wow, we're going to be all over the map on this one. I'm giving this one a zero. I think it's good, I'm not convinced that it's either all that necessary or is going to be able to compete certainly in Roland. It's going to compete with a lot of his other priorities. While Daisy could certainly have a lot of hand slots, and her signature asset does give her the option of having a couple extra hand slots for tomes, I find that I'm usually able to get away without it. So yeah, this one is just not, has never been a priority for me, and I'm not too sure what would make it a priority. The second card in the second upgrade is Disc of Itzamna. It is a 3-cost asset that costs 2 experience points, willpower, intellect, and combat skill icons, item, and relic trait. As a response, when a non-elite enemy spawns at your location, discard Disc of Itzamna, discard that enemy, and it takes up an accessory slot. What do you guys think about the disc?
I think when I first started playing this card, or when I started playing this game, I tended to gravitate towards this card for some reason, as I thought in theory that ability would be really good. You know, it sounds really good on paper, like, oh, I draw an enemy, sweet, I can just get rid of it. But you're also spending 3 resources and a card, and it's non-elite, and it's not damaged. There's a lot of very specific things about this card that over time I've shied away from it.
Yeah, I think the fact that you have to spend 3 and an action before you draw the enemy and before you know what the enemy is. Because sometimes what's going to happen is you'll play Disc of Itzamna, you'll be all happy, and then you'll draw a swarm of rats. And then you'll go, is it really worth burning the disc on rats? It's only 1 health. So I can see why that can be an issue. I think in the context of the core, when you don't really have that many upgrade choices, I think it's a fine card. Oh, and also in solo play, if you know going in that you're going to be having trouble with dealing with enemies, and you know that you're willing to use the Disc of Itzamna on just about anything, then it's pretty good. But I can see why the issues, I see where they come from. Because you have to play it in advance and spend XP and spend that action, and then you get to fret over whether to use it.
I really dislike this card for many of the reasons you have already mentioned. It only affects non-elite enemies. It's relatively expensive at 3 resources. It, again, has timing issues where you've basically got to get this down on the... You've got to draw it and get it down on the table before the enemy spawns. And this doesn't help you at all against enemies that have already spawned. So if you spawn an enemy and then draw this, you're like, well, I've got this thing, this card that isn't really going to help me. And I think one of the bigger issues in the revised core set in particular is that there are many enemies, including the Acolyte and Wizard of the Order, that don't spawn at your location. So even if you have the disc and you draw one of these guys, they're going to spawn somewhere else and your disc is wasted. I've tried to build a deck around this, and so often I was simply disappointed by how it worked. Now, there is another version of the disc available in the Harvey Walters starter deck that lets you deal damage automatically evade the enemy or damage the enemy instead of discarding it. But again, it suffers from many of the same problems that this one does. I don't even like the icons on this one, because I feel like that one combat skill icon is just... it's pointless. Like, Seekers just don't have the combat to begin with, that one combat skill icon is going to swing a combat in their favor. I would have much preferred if it was and I think sort of more thematic if it was an agility skill icon, since you are sort of thematically dodging the enemy to begin with. At least Daisy has 2 agility, so it would bump her up to a 3. It just seems like agility would be more useful than combat is. How would you rate this one?
I'm going to give it an Elder thing. I do think it has its niche cases. If you're really trying to build a barricade deck, this is okay in barricade decks, I guess. But over my years of playing this game, abilities like this sound a lot better in paper than they do in practice.
That being said, given that in the revised core set there isn't a lot of competition for that accessory slot, and there aren't a whole lot of choices for what to spend your XP on, if you're a pure seeker like Daisy, it's fine. One thing to note is that it does say when a non-elite enemy spawns at your location, so you can use it to cover a friend. It's pretty niche, but still, I think that right there, the fact that you can cover the group, is enough to put it up to a 0, I'd say, for me.
Well, I think you might have talked me up to an Elder thing on this one, Matastrofe, simply because of that ability to help a group, to help the group. If you're all clumped up and somebody else draws an enemy at your location, you could trigger this to to discard it. Otherwise, this is definite would have definitely been an auto fail for me. The upgrades are pretty limited for Daisy, but I would need to have a lot of extra experience points on tap before I even looked at this card. It's maybe in solo, but of all of the solo sort of options to consider when you're playing a solo seeker, this one is pretty low on my list, especially once your card pool grows. The seekers just have so many better options to deal with enemies than trying to time this properly and get it off. The next card in the box is Encyclopedia. It is a 2-cost asset that costs 2 experience points. It has a wild skill icon, the item and tome traits. As an action, you may exhaust Encyclopedia, choose an investigator at your location. That investigator gets +2 to a skill of your choice until the end of the phase. And it takes up a hand slot. Another tome for Daisy?
Yeah, this is a very solid tome. I do think it loses a little bit of stock in solo, because there are times when you generally want to be using this to boost up your combat, but when that happens to be the case, you're probably engaged with an enemy, so this will provoke an attack of opportunity, which isn't ideal for Daisy. So generally, you want to be using this on other people to help them kill monsters or investigate. So it loses a little bit of stock in that regard, but this is a really solid tome for Daisy.
I like it too. I think the only issue I've had with Encyclopedia in the past is that it can be kind of difficult to coordinate. I'm going to go before you as the seeker, and I'm going to use my Encyclopedia to say boost your combat, because you have to do the turn, you have to jigger the turn order correctly, and then you might run into problems like, let's say Daisy draws the enemy, she doesn't want to take her turn before Roland, so she doesn't have an opportunity to use the Encyclopedia before Roland does, so it can get tough to jigger the turn order such that it really comes into its own. So like, I'd say it's okay, and I do like helping others as a seeker, so I like it in that regard too.
I agree, Nate. It is much better in multiplayer when Daisy can take a turn and give somebody +2 to a skill for 3 actions. That's very nice. But I also agree with you, Matastrophic, that you can also end up trying to arrange the turn order in such a way that you can maximize value from your Encyclopedia without ending up taking those attacks of opportunity, which Daisy is definitely not. Most enemies in this game deal damage. Some deal damage in horror, but you're almost guaranteed to be taking some form of damage. And with 5 health, Daisy is simply not equipped to be standing toe-to-toe with enemies all that often. I guess you also sort of end up in that situation we've been talking about where, like, how many tomes does Daisy really need? Old Book of Lore, either the level 0 version or the upgrade that we'll look at in a moment, is probably your top priority, which means Daisy is going to be taking, will have to trigger the Encyclopedia the hard way, which means she's going to be spending less time investigating, which is really what you want her to be doing. So while I really like the ability on Encyclopedia, I think that you do have to make sacrifices elsewhere. Especially if you're planning on using this every turn, man, oh man, unless this is the only tome that you're planning on using, chewing up all those actions to hand out skill bonuses is going to get costly. It's also worth mentioning that there is an upgrade for Encyclopedia. I believe it is a level 1 version of Encyclopedia in the Harvey Walters starter deck that uses secrets instead. I believe it gives you 5 secrets and basically does the exact same thing as this thing. If you plan on using Encyclopedia, the cheaper, the 1 XP version is just as good as this one. It's limited in that it uses secrets, but how often are you going to be triggering this? If the answer is 5 or less, you're probably fine with the level 1 version.
There's also hidden synergies with secrets as well as you develop your card pool. So that can actually become a boon when you can move the secrets around to other things that you actually want to be using. And you're more just using this as a way to get 5 secrets onto another asset.
If you're the type of person who when having 5 secrets, 5 uses of something, is going to fret about each individual one, don't take that. Take the level 2 one.
So how would you rate this one?
I'm debating between a zero and an elder thing. It's really not good outside of Daisy. I've never taken it and for any investigator outside of Daisy. And in Daisy, it's really only your backup tome. It's like, how much use are you really going to get out of this card? Like, unless you kind of go all in on it, this card is serviceable, but it's not the best.
Yeah, serviceable, but not the best. Sounds like an elder thing. Well, or a zero, but we'll just say elder thing for this one. It's because it's kind of difficult to get good value out of it. And also one, I think, key point against Encyclopedia is that you have to slow down your race of getting clues in order to make good use of this. And then, yeah, it's an okay card.
I think if they hadn't have reprinted Old Book of Lore 3, this one might have been able to hold on to a zero. But I think once they included the reprinted Old Book of Lore, which is you're going to be your first upgrade, this one sort of slides down the totem pole a little bit. I think an Elder Sign, while I really like that effect, I mean, the effect can be very powerful. If you're going to fight something big and bad, having plus 2 to each skill test for 3 attacks is going to be awesome. It's going to be, I think, a little harder to pull off in practice than it is in theory. That brings us to Cryptic Research. It is a free event that costs 4 experience points. It has the insight trait, fast, play only during your turn, choose an investigator at your location, that investigator draws 3 cards. Easy Elder Sign for this one. Card draw is amazing. Giving card draw to anybody at your location is amazing. Drawing cards without taking an action is amazing. The insight trait is amazing once you get Joe Diamond. What else can you say?
Elder Sign.
Nothing.
No, Cryptic Research is actually one of the strongest cards in the game, I'd say. The only strike against it is that 4 XP is a lot to ask for. But given that you can afford 4 XP, it's a good use of 4 XP. It's very strong.
Yeah, I think we've talked a little bit about how there aren't that many good upgrades for Daisy, but I mean, you're spending 8 on this, probably 6 on the Old Book of Lore. I mean, there's your deck. That's what you're spending your XP on if you're playing Daisy. This one is great, and it continues to be great pretty much up to this very day. So
Ancestral Recall was a good Magic card, and its equivalent in Arkham is unsurprisingly good.
The next card in the box is Seeking Answers, level 2. It is a 1-cost event that has an intellect skill icon and 2 agility skill icons. Insight trait, investigation. If you succeed, discover 2 total clues from among your location and connecting locations. It is worth mentioning right off the top that this card did receive an errata in the latest FAQ. There was some confusion as to whether this card allowed you to discover 3 clues or 2 clues, and it is the latter. If you do succeed when you investigate here, you discover a total of 2 clues from your location and connecting locations, not 3. So that said, I do quite like this card. Discovering extra clues is great, and those 2 agility skill icons are great as well.
Yeah, this is a pretty solid multiplayer card. We mentioned in our review of Cryptic Research that you're probably going to spend all of your experience on that and Old Book of Lore level 3 is Daisy, but Seeking Answers level 2 is another worthwhile option if you have extra experience laying around, or you're playing in 2-player and you sort of find yourself in this situation where one person's sort of like going ahead and doing all the trekking, and then you keep Daisy behind and she can kind of investigate both locations at the same time. That could be pretty useful. And you can also combo it with deduction as well and get those 3 clues, which is pretty good.
Yeah, I like to actually compare this. Think of this like a different brand of deduction because it gives you 2 clues for 1 action. So if you think about it, deduction, you spend 0 and you get a plus 1 to your test and you get to discover an additional clue. With Seeking Answers, you pay 1 resource, you discover the additional clue, but you can spread out where the locations are, and you, by picking the a location with a lowish shroud, you can kind of net yourself anywhere between like a +1 to a +3 on the test. I actually really like this card. I especially like the fact that you discover two clues for one action, and that's always solid.
That's the real attraction of this card, is discovering those two clues for the one action. It is, there is a level zero version in the Dunwich Legacy expansion, which will be reprinted here as the Dunwich Legacy Investigator expansion in the new year. Not quite as strong as this one. I don't think it sees as much play, but in some scenarios I have played, this card has been key, especially sort of linear scenarios where you need to run away from things. If you are being chased by a lot of nasty enemies, the ability to sort of keep ahead of them while investigating locations behind you is huge. When you're on the run from things and you need to, but you still need to get those clues behind you, this can be a lifesaver. We also talked a little bit during our review of Roland Banks that this does help him also solve the problem of cover-up, especially if you end up in a situation where clues are few and far between, and Roland is at a location where there are no clues. Seeking answers can help him discover clues, or even help help him discover clues at a neighboring location, so he can still trigger cover up and deal with it.
Also, a quiet thing to note about seeking answers: you can discover clues at locked door locations.
That is true. How would you rate this one? I think this one for me is a pretty solid plus one.
Yeah, I'd agree with plus one. I'd say it's a plus one and not an... Even though I absolutely love deduction, it's one of the greatest cards in the game. Seeking Answers gets a plus one because it costs a resource and it costs XP. That's what keeps it from being another sign in my book.
I'm willing to give it a plus one as well. I think the other thing too is that you have to reveal the location. So like if you want to investigate another location that's behind you or, you know, in front of you, you have to have someone either reveal that location or have already previously moved to that location. So there is a little bit more of a setup to seeking answers, but you're going to be moving locations. It's Arkham. It's just kind of how the game works, and it teaches you that very, very well in Scenario 2. And seeking answers is a really solid pickup, I think.
Yeah, and this does have those two agility skill icons, which you've mentioned, Nate, are important, and especially for a seeker where agility is often slightly better than combat. So having, if you don't happen to need this, you can pitch it to an agility skill test, and you're going to get, for Daisy, she's sitting at a 4, which is pretty respectable going into many tests. That brings us to the final upgrade available. That is Old Book of Lore level 3, 2 cost asset with a willpower and intellect skill icon, item and tome traits. It enters play with 2 secrets. As an action, you may exhaust Old Book of Lore. Choose an investigator at your location. That investigator searches the top 3 cards of their deck for a card, draws it, and shuffles their deck. Then you may spend 1 secret to have that investigator immediately play that card, reducing its cost by 2. And it takes up a hand slot. Man, oh man, not only do you get to search your deck for a card now, but you get to basically gain some action advantage and resource advantage by playing it without taking an action and getting it on the cheap.
Yep, this card's real good for Daisy.
The only thing about it is I wish Roland could play this, because Roland tends to have resource issues because his weapons can get kind of expensive, and this could like help him dig out his weapon and pay for his weapons, but it's 3 XP, so only Daisy can take it. That being said, if you want to make friends in Arkham Horror, use this on other people and help them get their weapons or their expensive allies into play.
Yeah, you trigger this on Roland and suddenly your 45 automatic's coming down for 2 without an action, which is, that's some amazing value.
Yeah, that can be huge, like when Roland's engaged with an enemy, that can be critical for him to be able to like scoop up a weapon when he needs it the most.
Without provoking, because Roland isn't spending the action to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, not a whole lot to say about this one. This is an easy Elder Sign in Daisy. I do think its value drops off pretty quickly outside of Daisy. Although, I think this is a better one than... Certainly, if you're going to play an Old Tome of Lore as a Seeker, this one is probably better than the level 0 one, if that's your plan.
Yeah, I think this version gains a little more stock in an investigator like Mandy, who wants to be searching their deck anyway, and being able to sort of recoup that action loss with the two secrets can be pretty huge.
Yeah, that's true. Just that, just all the advantage of getting to save actions playing cards. I'm thinking someone like, even like Joe Diamond, you can use it to go find key assets or, yeah, key tools or key weapons. With someone like Joe Diamond, any seeker really probably likes this.
That's going to do it for our look at the upgrades in the Seeker card pool and the revised core set. Any final thoughts? What kind of upgrade path are we looking at here for predominantly Daisy here?
Cryptic Research, Old Book of Lore. Those are, I think, the two standouts in the core box for Daisy. I do think Flashlight, or not Flashlight, excuse me, Magnifying Glass has a spot in Roland. I don't think Daisy needs it, but I do think that it's quite good in Roland. And Encyclopedia can be useful at times, but you know, like we were saying earlier, it requires a decent amount of setup in order for it to really achieve its maximum value.
That being said, between Disc of Itzamna, Encyclopedia, and Old Book of Lore, level 3, and Daisy, you can make a lot of friends.
Yeah, I think if I was playing Daisy, I mean, Cryptic Research is... and Old Book of Lore would be my first two, and then after that, I think it would depend on sort of what you need. The extra clues from Seeking Answers would be, I think, very attractive to me, above something, say, like a couple of extra magnifying glasses, or the disc, certainly. Encyclopedia, that's a tough one. I might be willing to chip in and buy a copy as a spare tome to have, if you know what the scenario is going to throw at you, and there's a certain circumstance where you think you're really going to be able to leverage it, then I'd be willing to take a look at that.
Well, if you're running two copies of Research Librarian anyway, a single copy of Encyclopedia is, it becomes much more reliable.
Yeah, especially if you've sort of used your Old Book of Lore, you've used your two secrets on it, and you know, you may have a better use for the Encyclopedia toward the end of a scenario. Once you're set up and everybody's got all their goodies that they want out, the Old Book of Lore may not be as essential as having those, say, +2 combat skill tests on for three attacks, or +2 skill value on investigate checks, especially if you're playing in multiplayer and you need somebody else to pull their weight a little bit. Like, yeah, Daisy can investigate, is one of the best investigators in the game, but even she will struggle to gather 8 clues in a turn. Whereas if you can have, say, Roland chip in or Skids chip in and maybe pick up a couple of those clues to just sort of finish off a scenario, that could be very helpful.
Daisy can spend her tome action to give, well, that's why I was thinking about Wendy, 2 additional intellect to scoop up clues. There's definitely an angle to be had there.
Yeah, and then you're sort of getting 2 seekers for the price of 1, which is pretty nice, especially if if gathering clues is say more important than having to deal with enemies or whatnot. Mm-hmm. That's gonna do it for this episode. If you enjoyed what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If you need to contact me, I can be reached at manfromlang@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter @manfromlang. Until the stars are right, keep your shotgun close and your elder sign closer. Take care out there, and happy investigating.